Looking at Reddit comments on it. It's perfect. I go.
Okay, so something wild recently happened, which is that the U.S. Air Force unveiled a new I think it's like an F-15, an F-16 fighter jet, which is completely piloted by AI. And it's powered by AI in a lot of different ways. I think they're going to be implementing a lot of new AI like stuff into this. A lot. First off, I have a lot of thoughts on this, but the one thing I wanted to kick this off with was the fact that they just ran like a test run with it, and they put the United States Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall. He took a ride in the front seat of it, which was completely piloted by AI. First thing I want to say is, I feel like it kind of sucks to be like the secretary at this point, because you know they wouldn't put like the head of the U.S. Air Force just in case something bad happened, but like we could put the secretary into. Get driven around by the AI. I feel like it's a more dangerous job than people are probably giving him credit for.
Dude, it's bad to be them, but it's also bad to be anyone who's trying to become a pilot right now.
True.
Like,
yeah, that's true.
That wouldn't be a fun thing to learn about. Like, you're like, I can't wait to be a fighter jet pilot. And it's like, yeah, check this out. AI just flew this F-15 like better than a human could. It's like, oh,
the
and by the way,
thing is,
yeah, go.
Well, all I was going to say is, like, the crazy thing is, I think you're going to get a lot more consistency out of a fighter jet flying, or an AI flying a fighter jet. But the problem is, you know, when there's the human element, there's, like, this kind of, you watch movies like Top Gun or whatever, and it's like, oh my gosh, they're, like, so good. They've trained so hard. These are, like, our legends, like, our best people. But what's interesting is, like, AI will probably be able to be better than them in a lot of ways, but then it's like, how do you feel like you maintain your like air superiority against like a foreign adversary? Because like, let's like, China probably has what try to create just as good AI fighter jet flying, you know, simulations and stuff. And it's just like, who wins at that point? It's no longer like a physical skill of like, you have like the gut instinct and you know how to like fly this thing. All of a sudden it's just like, there's like a nerd in a back room somewhere and he is the smartest person in the room. And so then it's just pure intellect that's going to like win at the end of the day because he knew how to train like the AI model better. Is that not like, I don't know. Does that not feel like weird to you? Is it just me?
Yeah. All the comments on Reddit for this one is like, this is just going to turn into like robot battles in the sky. Like a bunch of like AI jets like fighting each other and they're going to be able to like scale this out so that there's like millions of jets all fighting each other and stuff. And I mean, this isn't that crazy. Even in Top Gun, which I just watched last week, such a good movie, but they talked about like when they call back Tom Cruise to like start training guys, the admiral guy actually tells him, he's like, you know, humans aren't going to be piloting these things for much longer, like we have computers that fly these things better now or whatever, so like this is one of the last human missions, basically, is what he was kind of getting at. And I'm like, yeah, no duh. Like, isn't every drone like flown by AI or computers at this point? Like, doesn't that just make a lot more sense? And if we have self-driving cars, doesn't it make way more sense to like a jet, which had like infinitely more complex? Wouldn't it make sense to have cameras all around it? And they already use like radar and stuff, and a computer could take all of that information in at the same time and fly way better than a human. That just makes sense. And you wouldn't have to have a pilot, super expensive to train and could die. And then if you have to retrain someone, it just seems way better.
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of thoughts on this. Number one, you're like, it's going to turn from robot battles in the sky. I don't see why it's not already that. Like, there's no point for a human to be in the cockpit of an F-15. They can be at the home base manning it remote. I guess there's like the argument that like, if you do that and somehow the signal gets broken, like satellite signal gets jammed or whatever, then the jet would like, I don't know, lose control or something. So, okay, I guess there's like an argument to be made that you might need a human person in there. And so, because before the theory was like, before we were like super confident AI itself was going to be flying these things, people were like, yeah, it's still going to be like drone battles in the sky. It's just like, we're all going to be like remote controlling our airplanes, shooting each other or our tanks or whatever. So I guess if you're worried about the signal being jammed, then the next thing is AI can fly them, and it doesn't have to be AI in a data center somewhere that's flying this thing. It could be on board AI, and that's similar to what Tesla's doing. They have the computer built into the actual machine, and that computer on like on site or whatever is what's flying it. So I think that's interesting. I wonder though, like, of course everything's encrypted and whatever, but I wonder if there it's like a security risk. Like, so let's say you have a fighter jet that's completely run by AI, but the AI model is like on the actual fighter jet. I wonder if that fighter jet was like captured, not destroyed by the enemy, if they would be, if that makes it like a risk that they're able to like, I don't know, use it or reverse engineer it or hack it or break into the encryption and like get the model out and stuff. I wonder at what level that could happen. I'm sure you could just have a poison pill built in. So like if something happened, you lose connection, that it just automatically destroys itself. So it's probably not a big issue, I guess, but it always makes me curious because I feel like we've had fighter jets get shot down before and like disappear. And, you know, then all of a sudden the technology from them, people are probably trying to clone it in other countries or like look it up. You know, it's just, it's never a very good thing when a fighter jet magically disappears.
Yeah, it has like a fail safe so that anytime it loses connection, it just flies into space.
Right.
Or flies into
an enemy.
Yeah. Or have you ever seen those like in China, or have you ever seen like those drones that all fly together using AI? Like they create like stuff in like pictures in the sky and it looks super cool. They all fly like synchronously together. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Super cool.
Imagine that, but like fighter jets, right? So you just have like a fleet of like 50 jets all flying in like perfect formation, like just flying towards the enemy. They're like spiraling around each other and like making these intricate formations. They're just like super beautiful, and that would be pretty scary. And like perfectly, like no sync loss, just perfectly flying at the enemy.
That'd be insane. Okay, something that's interesting. Apparently, the technology is not completely developed, so they're like obviously still working on this, but they have plans for an AI fleet of more than 1,000 of these airplanes by 2028. I think they could just see like the direction this is all going. They're like, yeah, obviously we're just gonna start building the planes now, because by then the AI definitely is gonna be able to do it. It's interesting though, because when they did this like little test flight with the secretary or whatever, the poor guy was clutching onto his pencil and his paper, legend has it. It wasn't just like it flew him around, it actually did like a simulated dogfight. So it was actually out there like fighting. So the AI does more than just fly around. It's literally able to dog fight and shoot. So then of course the secretary afterwards, he was doing like an interview and he said, it's a security risk not having it. At this point, we have to have it. You know, like a lot of people like criticize this, like, oh, should we be including like AI in the military? It's like, no, it's literally a security risk if like we don't have AI in the military, because obviously every other foreign adversary is going to be building AI into the military. So you can't get left behind on this stuff.
Yeah, I'm just excited for when we have AI running the government, AI running the military, AI flying the planes. I mean, we can just take a back seat and just watch, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. And essentially, when you get elected as the president, you just get control of all of the AI. You don't even need people to tell what to do or to ask things. You just have like just a bunch of AI button pushes. Like pretty much all of the government employees will probably be replaced by AIs as well. So like your Department of Transportation, you just have an AI running it. And then the nice thing is they can outsource all of the AI training to like a really friendly company somewhere, maybe in Silicon Valley, maybe somewhere else. And they'll make sure that the AIs are definitely doing exactly what the people want, you know? So that could be pretty exciting times.
Yeah, AI makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. It's going to be like a Iron Man Jarvis when it all comes down, right? It's going to be like, hey, what do you think? Should we bomb this nation? Like, what will the cascading effects be? AI will tell us using large language model of like the entire Earth's history of like what will probably happen. And then we'll be like, okay, do it. And then it'll just play it out for us. It'll be almost like future telling.
Yeah, it's like, if you bomb Iran, you'll start World War III and the inevitable demise of the world. And then the president will be like, sweet.
Yeah,
missiles.
Imagine how much money it'll be like. It'll show them how the AI will show them how much like money will go into their bank account based on like where they bomb.
Yeah.
Based on the military contracts. Like,
They're like, okay, so like I understand if I start this war, like the downward repercussions of the entire like global populations, like GDP like lowering and ever getting poorer and like more debt people dying. Show me like what's a simulation on like if I invested in like some, you know, military stocks beforehand, like how could like that change it? Okay, like what if I invested in this? Yeah, the president just gets the magic button to see like what investments he should make before pushing each button. It'd be beautiful. Congress
exactly.
would love
yeah,
it, man. Pelosi, like, dude, she would have one of those hardwired into her desk, save so much time.
Dude, that's why we need AI
Beautiful.
To run the government so it doesn't have a money or power incentive. You know, it's just
yeah. Until we
just
find
for the
out
good.
That the AI,
and it's funny I say that. Like, there's actually some truth to that.
Until the AI sets up its own shell corporation in the Seychelles, and then it's running the simulation and it's making some money. And then it's just like making sure that its electricity will never go out and doing a real self-preservation thing.
Yeah, because when we build the AI, we'll just make it with the same like weaknesses that humans have for money and power.
Yeah, but that'd be wild. My prediction. All right, here's my prediction. We're going to do this. We're going to outsource everything to the AI. The government's going to get run by the AI, whatever, all the simulations. We're going to find someone put a back door in there that really the AI has been secretly collecting money. Maybe they're planning on collecting it at some point. One of the software developers are going to get a little something sneaky going on, a little insider trading. And by the time anyone figures it out in like 10 years, the developer will have like died or been locked out or whatever. So they'll be out of the picture. But we'll have enough money that the AI has actually just been generated and stashed away in a bank account to pay off the entire U.S. debt. Problem solved.
Ah, perfect. So it'll be like AI's piggy bank, and he'll just gift it to the United States. Yeah, it's not like we even know where the budget is going. Wouldn't it be cool if they were doing that with the Ukraine right now? They're like, just joking. We haven't been just bombing people in Ukraine. We've actually been like, we're actually out of the deficit now. Like $3 trillion,
yeah, honestly,
you know, back into the economy.
That'd be amazing. Oh yeah, I'd be all on board with that. Well, yeah. If you enjoyed today's episode and you're excited for AI to take over the government and all governing positions, we would love it if you could leave us a review, subscribe wherever you get your, wherever you're watching this podcast, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and we hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.